Young then, I believe that's Irene.
I believe it was. See, that was three wrongs, I believe.
Well, that's Irene.
Oh, good.
I'll get it.
All right.
Hello, jot him down, store. This is Love and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, what in the world? Is that a door you got fixed in the floor there, Long?
Yeah, it's a trap door.
Huh?
Let me get it shut here before anybody comes in.
I wondered where you was at when I come in that door here.
Now, keep your eyes open. If you see anybody coming, warn me so I can get back down in there. I'm living there now.
Living there? In that little dugout basement under the floor of the store? What kind of a silly idea you got now, Long?
Well, now, just don't go slipping a cog till I explain something to you. In the first place, I'm hiding out. I'm playing a waiting game here.
Oh, hide-and-go-seek, huh? Who's this? Pedrick? She playing with you?
Admiral, will you please do me a big fat favor and don't say nothing till I get through talking? Then, if you want to blow your top, go ahead. Just as long as you don't say nothing about what you saw.
I'm speechless.
Well, that's just fine.
Tongue-tied.
Good.
Now, would you please tell me what in the world you're going and buried yourself down there in that little hole in the ground for?
If you don't hitch up, I'll stick you in that hole and take the hole out and bury it.
Where's that trunk full of jewelry? Is that down there, too?
Yeah, I'm taking it down there so I can keep my eyes glued on it.
Glued?
Now, don't start nothing like that, Abner. I want to get something explained to you before anybody comes in.
Good.
Now, there's a bunch of crooks trying to get that trunk full of jewelry I bought at the freight auction, right?
Well, now, you ain't sure about that, Lone.
I ain't sure about it. I already got four or five phone calls about it.
Huh?
Some fella with a voice just like Edward G. Robinson's been warning me not to take that trunk to the police. You was here when I got one phone call last Friday.
Yeah, did you get some more phone calls from the same fella?
Well, not only that, when I went home Saturday night, there was some fella in a long black overcoat and a slouch hat standing right across the street from my place, watching.
Oh, for the law of me.
After me, I tell you, Abner. That's the reason I've got to keep out of sight. Make them think I've left town and taken the trunk with me.
Goldie Drunk, you reckon he's the fella that painted a big red X on your gate?
Oh, for goodness sake. What do you mean by that?
Well, I seen it this morning when I come by for you. I hadn't saw you all day Sunday. You weren't at meeting, you know.
No, I've been too busy here.
So I stopped by this morning to see if you was sick or been shot or something, and there was a big red X right there on your front gate.
Oh, my goodness gracious, I never seen that. Abner, I'm a marked man.
You mean he marked a red X on you, too?
Who?
Edward G. Robinson.
I never said it was Edward G. Robinson. I said the voice sounded like Edward G. Robinson. And I don't mean nobody put an X on me personal.
Good.
A marked man means a fella somebody's got it in for, going to kill him. Fanny, do you know something?
What?
If I could just find some fella that's got a voice like Edward G. Robinson, I'd know who was at the bottom of this whole dad blame thing.
Oh, that wouldn't do you no good, Long. I bound you there's 500,000 folks can imitate Edward G. Robinson. Can't turn on a radio unless you hear somebody trying to imitate him. There's at least a dozen folks right here in Pine Ridge. Frank Foster, Gomer Bates, Pack Rat Watts, and every dad blame one of the Duncan youngers.
Yeah, that's right, Ann.
Yeah, and Maud Tooth does an awful good job of imitating Edward G. Robinson. Of course, she looks something like him, too.
Yeah.
Not quite as much hair, I don't believe, but there's a look there.
Well, I've just got to keep out of sight. That's all there are to it. Maybe after a while, whoever's after that trunk will think I left town with it and give up.
They will, huh?
Well, I hope they will. Then I can take the trunk and all the jewelry over to Hot Springs. And if we find out it don't belong to nobody, we can sell it and we'll both be rich.
Yeah, good for us.
Meantime, I've got to lay low, though. I'm getting sick of staying down there in that hole, though. Been there ever since Saturday night.
For the law, me say, what you been eating?
Oh, sardines and cold beans.
Oh, no.
I got a cool oil lantern down there I can heat stuff a little with, but it makes the beans taste just like cool oil.
Huh.
Of course, it ain't so bad on the sardines. I believe they're packed in cool oil anyway.
Well, them cheap ones does taste like it. So why don't you take some of that old shredded coconut down there, Lon? Now, there's something that really tastes like coal oil.
Well, I don't necessarily want stuff to taste like coal oil. It just gets to tasting that way anyway. Maybe you could sneak me a nice hot home-cooked meal out of the house once in a while, haven't
you? Why, sure. Well, I won't have to sneak it out. I'll just tell Elizabeth what's going on. She'll be glad to cook up some vittles.
Oh, no, for goodness sake, no.
Even douse a little coal oil on them first, if you want.
What's the matter with you, Abner? I don't want nobody to know nothing about what's going on. Have you went and told anybody what's in that trunk?
No, sir, I ain't.
Well, just be sure you don't.
I won't.
We've got folks believing there wasn't nothing but some old harness in there now. Them crooks ain't sure the jewelry's is in there, and if they get to thinking it's just harness in there, they might go away and leave me alone. But once the town starts talking, they won't stop at nothing.
Oh,
gone, dead, buried. Now, you got to give me your oath you won't say nothing about what's in that trunk or where I'm at.
Not even to Elizabeth?
Well, she's the first one not to say nothing to. You know how women folks are.
Well, now, Lum, folks is bound to start asking about you. Now, what am I going to tell them?
I don't care what you tell them. Just don't tell them the truth. Don't tell them where I'm at.
Lum, I can't fib. I never could. Special to Elizabeth. You know, I start to tell her something that just ain't exactly the truth. Why, she just looks at me kind of cuter-like, and I start twisting and squirming like a fella's being pestered by a wasp, and she knows that blame well I ain't telling the truth.
Well, just don't say nothing to nobody, and nobody's going to ask you nothing. Now, give me your oath you won't say nothing.
Well, all right. You got it.
Hold up your hand.
I got it right there. Other one right over my heart. But I'll tell you right now, Lum, my heart ain't in it, I'll tell you that.
Well, good. That's settled. Now, I think I'll stretch my legs a little before I get back down in there.
Stretch them?
Uh-oh, Dad, blaming old Squire's coming up out there.
Oh, you ain't got time to get down there now. He'll see you, Lum.
Well, it don't make too much difference about him. I ain't quite settled down there yet, no way.
Reckon he's come to pay you that $240 he owes you?
More likely going to try to find out what's in that trunk.
Oh. Well, why do you want to make your legs longer, Lum?
I stretch them. I mean, they're stiff from squatting down there in that hole.
Oh, I thought Squire had something to do with it.
He tried to buy the trunk off of me, you know, for $5. I'll throw him off the track. You watch me.
Yeah, I think he's fishing just more than just hornets in there, Lon. He'd sure like to get his hands on that trunk.
Well, you just watch me steer him off of any ideas he's got of what's in there. Now, you just go along with me now, and you'll learn something about how to get around the truth without actual fibbing.
Yes, sir. Howdy, Squire.
Come in, Squire.
Well, gentlemen. Lum, I kind of had the idea you left town. I haven't seen you around for a day or so.
Well, I just might, Squire. I ain't decided yet.
Oh?
Squire, what about that $240?
Well, as a matter of fact, Lum, I had to check me out. I must have left it in the office. There's some other papers I wanted to look over. No special hurry, I suppose, is it?
Well, I might be leaving town for a while, Squire. In fact is, I am going to leave. Today, I think.
Hey, wait a minute here. What happened to that trunk you had around here? You haven't got rid of that, have you, Lum?
It's where I can get it, Squire, if I want it.
Fine. You know, funny thing about that trunk, I had the silly notion there was something a lot more valuable in that thing than just a set of hornets, Lum.
You did, huh?
Oh, well, foolish, of course.
Yeah.
Just let my imagination run rampant there for a while. Thought maybe there might be some gold bonds in that thing.
That so?
Or, say, some rare first editions. Valuable stamp collection. Fur coats. Gold watches.
Gold watches?
It's even getting a little warmer. Jewelry.
Jewelry, did you hear that, Abner? Squire thought there was jewelry in the trunk.
Of all the silly notions.
Now, there's a real funny one. Jewelry. More likely some pearl necklaces, diamond bracelets.
Yeah, that's the best one I've had. Jewelry.
Well, gentlemen, I believe that's all I want to know. I'll see you before long. Good day, gentlemen.
See how easy it is to make a fool out of some people, Abner?
Yeah. Just hope it ain't us.